Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed a rule that indirect land use must be considered in calculating the greenhouse gas emissions from biofuels. The issue is radioactive. If indirect land use is to be considered, that could kill the biofuels industry just as we are beginning to make a meaningful contribution to fuel needs. Do we have to take the blame for every time a Brazilian farmer removes some rainforest to graze his cattle or grow some soybeans? They were cutting forests long before ethanol was even an issue. It's a fact that biofuels do deliver a net benefit in greenhouse gas emissions, unless you blame the industry for cutting down a tree in some other country. The administration's support for cap and trade to cut CO2 emissions is tied to this dispute. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Henry Waxman has pushed his cap and trade bill out of committee, but it still must be reviewed by 8 other House committees, including agriculture. The bill requires that indirect land use be considered. That provision has sparked a war between rural members of Congress, supporters of biofuels, and others in the Congress. The bill as it stands now does not have hardly any Republican support, and House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, Democrat, Minnesota, has put his foot down, demanding farmers and ranchers be given fair and reasonable consideration. He's demanding that indirect land use charges, such as cutting down forests, not be used by the EPA in calculating biofuels' net benefits, because there's no acceptable scientific way to make an accurate calculation. And in addition, similar calculations are not being applied to coal and petroleum. Charging biofuels for indirect land use is discrimination. Chairman Peterson claims to have 45 Democrats lined up to vote against the cap-and-trade bill unless agriculture's concerns are resolved. Well, keep the heat on, Mr. Chairman. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.